Good morning. My name is April, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the NBPE investor call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Peter Vaughn Lake. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Peter Vaughn Lake with Neuberger Berman, and welcome to the NB Private Equity Partners Investor Update Call. I'm joined by my partner, John Boozer, today. As always, the presentation we're using today can be found on our website, www.nbprivateequitypartners.com. Just kicking off then with the presentation, NBPE is managed by NB Alternatives. NB Alternatives is a fully integrated private equity platform. We manage over $13.8 billion of commitments and are one of the oldest private equity investors, having been in the business for 25 years. We have a stable team of 170 professionals globally, and we have investments with over 200 different private equity firms as part of our business. Our core areas of activity include private equity funded funds, co-investments, secondaries, and direct yielding investments. Turning to page two, as we move NBPE's portfolio to a higher percentage of direct investments, and that includes both equity co-investments and direct yielding investments, we thought it would be useful for investors to understand our capabilities in these areas. NB Alternatives, through both private funds and NBPE, has invested approximately $2.5 billion into 104 different direct private equity transactions since 2006 across multiple strategies. These include equity co-investments, private debt investments, healthcare credit investing, and other strategies. As mentioned before, we have active investment relationships with over 200 different private equity firms, and we use this to source these direct transactions. Since 2006, we've screened over 1,100 direct transactions, and as mentioned, participated in 104. We do this using the full resources and platform of NB Alternatives. Turning a bit then to NBPE itself on page three, NBPE is a diversified closed-end private equity investment company pursuing high-quality direct co-investments and direct yielding investments, and we're doing that with the cash that we're generating from our mature, high-quality fund portfolio. The shares of NBPE are listed on the Euronext Amsterdam and the LSE. We have capital available for making of new investments, and we've also deployed a very tactical approach in the management of NBPE. Some examples of this include our commitments to mostly special situations funds during the financial crisis in 08 and 09, our implementation of a capital return policy to give capital back to shareholders, and that's been accretive by about 65 cents a share. We've actually, as I mentioned before, have a mature fund portfolio, which is 91% called and generating a fair amount of cash. And we're making meaningful progress in implementing our strategy of having a predominantly direct investment portfolio, including the direct equity co-investments and direct yielding investments. And currently, direct investments stand at 31% of NBPE's net asset value. Turning to page four, you can see some of the key financial information as of the end of August. Year-to-date, our NAV per share is up by 1.9%. Some of the key figures include our private equity portfolio of $561 million. That's composed of $388 million of fund investments and $173 million of direct and co-investments. We have a total asset value of $549 million, and that comes out to $11.24 a share. We've had a significant amount of both investment and realization of activity in 2012. We've had $89 million of new investments in capital calls and, by chance, almost the exact same amount of sales proceeds and distributions. So turning to page five and digging into that in a little bit more detail, in terms of the valuation dates for those fair values, 62% of the portfolio is valued as of June, 37% as of August, and only 1% as of March. If you look at the upper right-hand graph on the page in page 5, you can see where year-to-date changes in private equity fair value are. Importantly, this chart is not gains and losses, but rather shows both cash flows as well as changes in value. So what you can see there is our fund portfolio has decreased by $13.8 million. That was a result of $51 million of realization activity and $37.5 million of both new investments as in terms of capital calls from the existing funds, as well as increases in value. On the equity co-investment side, we received $4.6 million in distribution, and we actually have value changes, and most importantly, new investments that combined total $26.8 million. And on the direct yielding investments, we've had $10.4 million of cash realizations there, but we've also had $20.7 million of both new investments as well as value increases. In terms of our net value per share, as mentioned before, we're up 1.9% on the year, going from $11.03 a share at December through $11.24 as of the end of August. You can see the bridge here that shows we've obviously had both realized gains and some unrealized losses in the private equity fund portfolio and some of the other key areas there. But rather than just going showing those numbers, just I give you a little bit of color around what's actually going on inside some of those. As a general matter, if you look across our portfolio, we have in year-to-date 2012, we have not had any significant material losses in the portfolio, but we also haven't had big drivers to the upside either, which is why it nets out to about the 1.9% gain so far this year. Our direct yielding portfolio is performing very well. Generating the exactly sort of yields we'd be expecting from that portfolio. However, much of that capital has been, that's not as large a portion of the portfolio as we'd like it to be and are looking to grow it to today. And so there's less of that capital to be generating those yields off of. And also some of that capital has been deployed in recent months. And so it's been less, so obviously there's less total dollars of yield to be generated out of that in the short term. So we have high expectations for that going forward. Our special situations fund portfolio, which is a meaningful percentage of our assets, those funds have performed very well over time, but have leveled out more recently in terms of performance. Importantly, though, this is a portfolio that's very much, that portion of the portfolio is very much in realization mode, with many of the funds either at or past the end of their investment periods. And we've already generated $24 million in distributions from that portion of the portfolio so far this year, and in fact have a $25 million redemption that we're expecting from a couple of the funds actually at the end of this month. So we expect that portfolio, while that portfolio is not generated, it's been a very good investment for us over the long term. It's been doing a little less for us more recently, and that's one of the reasons why it's more in liquidation mode and realization mode so that we can redeploy that capital into higher returning assets. Our equity co-investment portfolio is performing well, but is generally fairly young. So $58 million of our equity co-investment portfolio has been deployed in 2011, 2012, and the 2011 assets are valued at 1.1x, and the 2012 assets as a whole are valued at cost. While we can't predict the future, we are positive about the portfolio generating appropriate levels of return going forward in excess of what we've done so far year to date. With that, I'd like to hand over to my partner, John Boozer, to speak a little bit more about how the portfolio was composed. John?
Yeah, thank you, Peter. So I'm on page 6 of the deck, which gives you some high-level statistics about the portfolio. You see in the upper left pie chart that we are 68% currently fund investments, and we are direct investments of 32% being equity and yielding direct investments. And that direct investment percentage will continue to increase given the investments that we have planned for the portfolio and the investment strategy that we've laid out in prior calls. Geographically, in the lower left, you can see North America is 79%, Europe 14%, and Asia, rest of the world, 7%. If you go to the upper right pie chart, it has our asset class by fair value. You can see, as Peter mentioned earlier, that co-investments and direct yielding investments make up almost a third of the portfolio when you add the large cap, the mid cap, the special situation, and the direct yielding investments together. And you see our industry overweights or asset class overweights are mid cap 34% between fund buyouts and co-investments, and then special situations is 30%. Now, very interesting, the lower right pie chart are year of investment by fair value. Excuse me. And we think this this is part of the strategy that we have to constantly be turning over the companies in the portfolio. Looking at the earliest years, 2005, 2004, and earlier, you can see those years are very small as an overall part of the portfolio. And generally, when companies in private equity get to be what would now be 7, 8, and more years old in those vintages, they are failures on the GP to exit on their original thesis. So having a very low percentage of those companies, we think, is a positive for the quality of companies that we have in the portfolio. You'll also see very consistent ongoing investment in recent years. So you can see 2009, 10, 11, and 12 all being in the 10 to 13% range, so approximately half of our total fair value of our portfolio today is post-September of 08 investments. If you go on to page 7, a little bit more detail on this and particular asset class by different years as we've adapted our asset allocation over time to tactically allocate the portfolio and take advantage of the opportunities. You can see in the upper left chart a very well diversified across the different asset classes of our original portfolio, 31% of our fair value today. Going to the upper right pie chart, which is the deployment in 2008 and 2009, which is 32% of the fair value, you can see we tactically overweighted during that time period in the marketplace into special situations, and that's reflected in the 63% of that time period in special situations funds. The lower left, deployed in 2010, 11% of our fair value. We continue to invest heavily in special situations, as you see. We also have significant mid-cap investments in that time period as well. And then deployed in 2011 and year-to-date, 2012, 26% of fair value. You'll see in the large-cap co-invest, mid-cap co-investment, and the direct yielding investments, our emphasis on those sorts of investments as we continue to have a more transparent portfolio in NBPE. Turning on to page 8, and you'll see some company performance metrics. And what we've done is, again, as we have in the past presentations, gone through and looked at the 50 largest companies, buyout companies, based on their fair value June 30th. The traditional buyout investments are described on the left side of the page. Those are based on a multiple of cash flow, total enterprise value, it's a multiple of EBITDA. And 34 companies had characteristics which allowed them to be valued on that basis, representing $115.3 million of fair value. And 21% of private equity fair value. You can see the summary metrics for those investments at the bottom. The average valuation multiple of those 34 companies is 9.3x times the last 12 months EBITDA. The leverage, 4.4x, so the companies are in good position in terms of their not being over-levered on average. And the companies are also performing well. Weighted average last 12-month revenue growth of 5.7% and keeping their margins increasing. Weighted average last 12 months EBITDA growth of 10.3%. So those largest companies in our portfolio on average are doing quite well. The other 16 companies are valued at different metrics. They consist of power generation and utility companies, financial institutions, and publicly traded companies. Those 16 companies represent $61 million of the fair value. You can see they're broken out. Six privately held financial institutions, $28 million of our fair value. And they also have made progress over the last 12 months, grew book value by 9% over the last 12 months, and we valued them at 1.27x times book value on a weighted average basis. We have two power generation utility companies in this category representing $12 million of fair value, which are valued on a per kilowatt hour generating capacity. And finally, there are eight publicly traded companies, $21 million of total value, which we valued based on the marketplace. Flipping on to page 9, you can see the same top 50 companies kind of laid out by industry and different metrics applied. In the top chart, if you focus on the bar charts, the bars in the chart, which relate to the percent growth, the blue chart's the last 12 months revenue growth, and the gray bar is the last 12 months EBITDA growth. So you can see positive revenue and EBITDA growth across the entire 34-company portfolio. At the bottom, you can see the distribution of the EBITDA multiple that was used. And you can see, as I said, on the average, is made up mostly of those 8 to 10X companies, bringing our average in the middle there of that. And the leverage distribution, which was 4.4X on the previous page, you can see how that's weighted around that midpoint as well. If you flip on to page 10, Peter mentioned the coincidence that our capital calls and investments were almost equal to our distributions and sales proceeds since the beginning of 2012. But if you look at the bar charts below, you'll see a little bit of differentiation in where we're putting money to work versus where we're getting it back. So the top two parts of that bar, the 20.1 on the left and the 53.7, which is our capital calls and new direct co-investments, the 53.7 direct co-investments, 20.1 direct yielding investments. So our increased direct strategy is accounting for a lot of our deployment during 2012. You can see the different parts of the bar are different on the right side where we're getting our cash back from, and one of the big differences in where we put money to work and where we're getting money back, you see, is the special situations fund, the light gray part of the bar, and that's because of the maturing special situations fund that we invested with at the bottom of the financial crisis. If you flip on to page 11, it summarizes for you our continuing pursuit of our direct co-investment and direct yielding investment strategy. Our intention is that new investments will be predominantly in these two categories over the next period of time. Our equity co-investments consist of minority investments alongside premier private equity sponsors in their core area of expertise. Many of these investments are alongside sponsors who we have direct relationships with as investors in their fund and get a premier position and getting opportunities to invest in their co-investments that benefits NBPE from being part of the overall NB Alternatives platform. Likewise, the direct yielding investments, we seek debt generating strong cash yields, and in many cases we get additional upside either through PIC and or other equity-like securities. Our healthcare credit investments consist of royalty notes and junior financing backed by healthcare assets and or companies. We believe that direct investments will compromise the majority of the NAV of the portfolio by the end of 2013. As our transparency improves for you. The target allocations are approximately 40% direct yielding investments and 60% direct co-investments, and it's subject to us picking the best deals from the opportunities that we're able to create. This strategy will reduce the duration of our private equity portfolio, it will increase transparency for our shareholders, and it's going to reduce our overall expense ratio as we usually pay no fees, no carries in the context of these investments. As we grow our yielding investment portfolio, we believe we'll begin to have the flexibility to pay regular dividends to shareholders out of identifiable income. And you can see the chart at the bottom shows the increasingly significant part of our NAV. Since 2007, we've gone from 17% of NAV and ramped up now to 34% of NAV in these direct investments. A little more detail on page 12 of the current asset performance. If you look at the top part of the chart, as of August 31st, first of all, in the fund investments, special situations, mid-cap, large-cap, venture, and fund-to-fund investments, you can see they all have reasonably high percentage called, with the venture capital being the one outlier, 54% called, although that's the smallest amount that we have. And the total fund investments are 91% called. So those are very mature portfolio fund investments that we continue to believe will generate cash back to us as we go forward. Only $94.5 million of unfunded amounts in the fund investment category. Then you go down a little lower on that chart, you'll see the equity co-investments, 38 investments, and our direct yielding investments, 14 investments. Obviously, those amounts are funded at the outset, but we also have committed strategies to programs in both equity co-investments and in the healthcare assets where we expect to be able to put to work over the next several years another 247.6 of amounts in those categories as well, plus other opportunistic investments. So the portfolio is, as this chart shows, trending from more fund investments to more direct investments. If you flip on to page 13, here's some specifics on some of our new investments. We have five new equity co-investments during 2012, represent 5.8% of MBPE NAV at August 31st. Those five, you'll see differences in what each of those companies do. American Dental Partners is a dental practice management company. Blue Coat, web security and network optimization company. Toma Bravo there is the sponsor who we've had a long-term relationship with and a successful one within the NB Alternative platform. Gabriel, led by A&M Capital, is an off-price realtor in the Atlantic States, and that business we believe is off to an excellent start. Taylor is a brand you may recognize in bathroom equipment and scales that was a carve-out we did alongside Center Partners. And our final investment was alongside Compass Investment Partners, a business services buyout midstream investment to fund out the acquisition. A little bit more detail on page 14 on Blue Coat. Blue Coat, as I said, was done along Toma Bravo. Blue Coat, it's in the IT security, where you optimize your network at the same time providing your web security for the network. We sourced that through our relationship with Toma Bravo. The investment thesis was it's an attractive industry dynamics as the web security has strong secular growth trends, as well as the GDP generally, more and more growth in the GDP related to technology than other areas of the economy. So Toma Bravo has a nice history to take private another company, SonicWall, which MBPE also invested along. It was later sold at a very attractive return for MBPE. Flipping on to page 15, year-to-date, NBP has completed three direct yielding investments. Those, as you can see, in medication delivery and blood collection product royalty notes. See the cash interest rate there, 14%. ENC Acquisition Mezzanine, transportation logistics company, cash interest there, 12%, and a PIK interest of 2%. And then Idaho Technologies, a healthcare company, the cash interest there is 10%, but we have additional upside securities there as well. Page 16, new direct yielding investments. This was announced in our August monthly NAV report at a high general level. We finalized one of these, and we're in the process of negotiating to finalize the second of these. The first one, the new yielding investment, the first one listed, is alongside a sponsor with whom NB Alternatives has worked numerous times, and is in the premium brand. The company that we've invested in is a premium branded synthetic building products. It's exterior building products for your deck and fences made out of synthetic materials that will last longer. And then we're still negotiating the second new yielding investment, which is an enterprise resource planning. Again, it's led by a sponsor with whom we've worked numerous times in the past, and we're negotiating final documentation on that transaction. So that's a bit of an update on the portfolio, and Peter's going to take you back some more detail at the MBPE capital level.
Thanks, Sean. MBPE has a strong capital position. We currently have a 92% commitment coverage ratio. We have $342 million of unfunded commitments today. Importantly, though, $27.3 million of these commitments are to funds that are beyond their investment period. And we have even more funds that have investment periods that are expiring between now and year end. So factoring in, so if one were to take those out of the unfunded commitments, we'd have an over 100% commitment coverage ratio. MBP is in discussions to amend its existing credit facility, including to extend the maturity of that facility. In addition, MBP has submitted redemption requests for positions in two special situations funds, which we're expecting to generate $25 million of cash between now and year end, and which will further enhance our cash position. So turning then to page 18, NBPE has continued to execute on its capital return policy. The capital return policy, just to remind you, under the capital return policy, the board has indicated the company's intention to, for each half-year period, return 50%, or more importantly, at least 50% of the realized net increase in NAV attributable to the ordinary shares, and do this by way of share repurchases, dividends, or such other means as we, as the directors, consider most efficient. Importantly, since instituting this policy, we have consistently returned meaningfully more than the 50% number would indicate. In total, since implementing the policy, we have repurchased 2.2 million shares. That's been accretive by NAV accretive to NAV per share by 17 cents a share. Year to date, so far this year, we've bought over, repurchased over a half million shares at an average price of $7.04. To date, the capital return policy has been in the form of share repurchases. As mentioned previously, though, as we continue to build the portfolio of direct yielding investments and increases the predictability of NBP's earnings, we believe this will provide the company with the flexibility to pay regular dividends out of income if the board determines that to be in the best interests of shareholders. Page 19 shows a little bit about the shows the NAV and the share price changes over the last year, as well as the volume. You can see that our NAV per share has increased by 4.8% over the last 12 months, and the stock is up about 6% year to date. You can see on page 20, you can see the ZDPs and how the NAV and the price and the ZDPs performed. The ZDPs currently have a GRY of 5.1% and traded 10.6% premium. If you look at page 21, you can see some of the statistics on trading liquidity. Year to date in 2012, we've had 6.5 million shares of NBP stock trade, 5.2 million shares of which were traded on the Euronext and the LSE, and 1.2 million were traded over the counter. This translates to an average daily trading volume of 37 million shares in total, and 30,000 shares a day in trading volume that was on exchange. So in summary, we believe that NBP offers a compelling value opportunity for investors, high-quality private equity manager, a high-quality investment portfolio, increasing exposure to the direct co-investments, direct yielding investments, which we expect to be a majority of the portfolio by the end of next year. We have capital available for making new investments, but also a strong capital return policy to the benefit of shareholders. And both the ordinary shares and CDPs, with the ordinary shares listed on the Euronext and the LSE. So with that, I think we'd like to open up to questions.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star, then the number one. Your first question comes from Guy Dietrich with Dietrich Capital Partners.
Hey, Peter, thanks for having the call. This was helpful. I guess the only way I can put it is I'm very frustrated at the persistent discount that this security trades at, and I just want to maybe explore with you your capital return policy a little bit more extensively. You know, a year ago you were buying stock, I think, up in the 880 range, which was roughly a 17% discount to net asset value. Today the stock's down about 15-20% off that level at a 35% discount. And I guess one thought I had for you would be to take your publicly traded securities, which have essentially been flat, and liquidate those to repurchase NBPE more aggressively. So I wonder if you could help me think about that and sort of share your thoughts on how you think about the persistent discount.
Sure. Well, I guess maybe two aspects of that. Maybe just quickly let me take your specific suggestion with regard to the sale of liquid securities that we own. I wish we, on the public equities that NBPE has exposure to, I wish those were, frankly, securities where we could, you know, make the individual buy-sell decisions ourselves on those. Typically, though, when we're holding public securities like that, those are not securities that we hold directly and can make those decisions on. Those are often either indirectly through funds, or when it was even from a equity co-investment that then went public, those shares are typically locked up or for a period of time or held by the general partner that led that particular transaction. We tend to be fairly efficient in our realization programs of public equities that we receive. We view our job, our value add, as being in the private equity space rather than being a public equities manager. So just wanted to take that point separately. So I understand your point there, and we're fairly efficient in realizing those positions to the degree that we can. In terms then of the discount, we share your frustration. It is something that we have been frustrated about as well. I think that, we have repurchased shares. I think very few shares were repurchased at the price levels that you mentioned. I think many more shares have been repurchased at lower prices. But I think the key issue there is, what are all the steps that we're taking? We don't think that there is one silver bullet to address the discount issue. We've been repurchasing shares. I expect we will continue to repurchase shares, and that's something that's helpful and it's accretive. I think, though, in addition to that, I think that it's important to go and take a whole host of actions to address the issue. So it's repurchase of shares. It's also the repositioning of the investment portfolio. First and foremost, because we think that's where we can generate the best returns for our investors off of the investment portfolio. But also importantly, listed fund-to-funds vehicles tend to trade at wider discounts than vehicles that focus on direct investing or yield-oriented investing. And so, we think it's important then that those are important capabilities that we have as Neuberger Berman. Those are very good investment opportunities that we're seeing. We think we could generate higher rates of return on those types of investments. And, by the way, those happen to be investments that will be ones that will reduce the fee burden on NBPE. And, importantly, our sectors that trade at narrower discounts. So we think that there's taking all those actions in addition to the capital return policy is something that's important. And also then having, we think, as we have the flexibility to have regular dividends, that can be helpful for investors as well. And so we share your frustration, but we think that it's important for us to take a host of different actions as opposed to just one step to address them. But it is an area that we spend a very large amount of time focusing on, and it's something that we're continuing to focus on and continuing to make efforts on.
And your next question is from Ian Schuler with Oreo Securities.
Good morning. Just wanted to ask a bit about current market conditions. Equity markets have obviously been reasonably buoyant over the last few months. I'm just wondering if you're starting to see that feed through into a bit more realization activity or into valuations. I mean, private equity valuations have been sort of fairly muted, fairly flat this year so far. But presumably if equity markets continue to be reasonably buoyant, we might start to get some benefit from this.
It's very accurate observations, Ian. You're exactly right on the obvious point, but obviously equity markets have done well so far this year and globally. But you're right that the private equity, not just for our portfolio, though we talked about that earlier, our portfolio, but I think that's been a case for private equity as a whole, valuations changes have been more muted this year. We would expect that if markets continued to do well, that would be a positive driver for both realizations from equity portfolio, from private equity portfolios, as well as on valuations. So you're exactly right. Our view would be that if that continues to be the case, we would expect that to be something that would be positive for private equity as an asset class, both in terms of the realization volume as well as the valuations.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully we'll see a reasonably strong final quarter of the year.
We all very much would like that to be the case.
And there are no further questions at this time.
Well, great. In that case, then, thank you very much, everyone, for your time and attention today. And please, as always, feel free to reach out to John or to me or to any of our colleagues directly with any additional questions or comments that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining today's conference call. You may now disconnect.